All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo babies.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you? How was your weekend?
I'm well. My weekend was, what was my weekend? My weekend was chill. What did I do?
I don't know.
Friday.
Dead, I'm recalling it.
On Friday.
That's how you go back into your memory bank. Friday.
That's how I go.
Recall it.
Oh, this weekend was chill. I didn't do much.
Yeah.
Chill. Mm-hmm. Friday, chilled. Saturday, chilled.
Yeah.
Sunday, chilled.
And worked. You worked a little bit. We worked on Sunday.
Oh, podcast work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that was my weekend. Not a lot of activity happening. COVID's real in LA. So
staying put.
How was your weekend?
My weekend also was chill. I had one day of work. I went to work on Saturday. So. You know the vibes. Nothing really going on out here.
Nothing.
So I figure I make a couple extra coins while ain't shit going on. But at this point, after these couple shifts that I got, I'm gonna sit home. I'm gonna relax.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be going in.
Get out of that damn hospital.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be going in.
It's a wreck in there.
Yeah.
And you're just keeping yourself more exposed.
This is true.
Shit.
This is true.
Get the fuck out of there. How are you liking your new space?
I haven't moved over yet. I'm wondering. I'm like, when are you guys coming to get my double screens and putting it in my new office? Shit. I haven't moved. So I've just been in my same old, same old.
The ghetto.
Exactly. My same old ghetto. So once I move, I'll let you know. I'd like an office warming gift.
Dead. Are you permanent there? Because I ain't giving you shit to take back to the ghetto.
I'll be permanent there for a little bit. I mean, but even still, you know, I have my other office. My other office, I could take it
can
and revamp it.
Can you put black art in there?
I don't see why not.
Girl, every time they give me something, an inch, I take a mile and flip it up on my space at work. I'm like, I
can't take cloth on the wall. You won't keep
it. I will put up affirmations, quotes. Welcome to Brittany's space, even if it's a cubicle. Welcome to my cubicle. You are now in my part of the office. Hello. Welcome to the black experience. Motherfuckers.
I can't even talk. I mean, I can't go nailing nothing on the wall, though. I can't imagine bringing my hammer and nail in there. Doot, doot, doot. I'll be like.
Like, hey.
They're going to be like, what's she doing?
Oh, this? I'm just hanging up my poster.
Putting some shelves up. No. I'm pretty
BLM,
sure.
BLM. If I was at work right now, I would for sure have some BLM merch posted.
I mean, maybe something on the desk. I can't see why I can't. I'm going to frame something that says BLM. Like, it's a picture of my family. It is. This is my family. So, I'd like a house, a office warming gift.
Gosh, you say
a small
less.
Little
say
plant.
Say less.
A small little plant for
okay,
the desk.
Okay, yeah, say less.
Something like that. Putting my request in.
Right.
Oh, you know what else? I'm going to get a little bit of electric kettle.
Okay, you're really flipping it.
Yeah.
And tumbling it. Yeah. I'm getting an air fryer. It's on its way. My mom.
And we'll be cooking up.
I can't wait to whip up some stuff in that air fryer because people swear it's just.
I've seen a little.
You can cook dinner in 6 to 8 minutes. And I'm like, oh.
Say less. Say I seen less. A meme that said the where was that at?
The air fryer's tired.
No, it said Crisco is the Old Testament and the air fryer is the New Testament or something.
Oh, I'm in the new.
Yeah. New Testament so, yeah. with it.
Speaking of New Testament, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we. So this is the part of our show, if you're new here, where we usually will dish tea on hot topics, things that are going on in pop culture. We just give our little opinion. It's nothing much.
Nothing much. Just a little.
Little tea. What's up? What's good?
So, our good sis, Lori Harvey, has the City Girls up in the lead for 2021. Yes. Because the girls have us winning, okay? Lori Harvey has now secured Michael B. Jordan.
I mean, my God, who was it? She didn't. Future was not a win for us.
Future was not a win. That was a dub. We were down. City Girls were down.
That was a dub.
But she's had Trey Songz.
That was it, right?
Fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
not
saying
that. That soccer player that put the ring where the rock is.
Oh, yeah. That was the first boo-boo baby.
Where's that ring finger where the rock is?
Yeah, ring finger where the rock is.
And
that was it. Oh, she's actually had Diddy.
She actually had Diddy. She had Justin Combs.
The father-son duo.
Yeah, and she now she has...
Michael. And I've been seeing memes that say, keep him, sis.
Keep so, girl, this astrologer got so deep saying that both of their Venuses are in Capricorn, so they want something stable, loving. She thinks there'll be a match with longevity. She know that Lori has dated around, but deep in her core, she wants something stable. And I'm like, well, the girl's 24. She should be dating. She's dating older men. But, I mean, she should be dating around, which is why I don't get why people are saying that she doesn't have more niggas than... This one woman said, I'm 37 and she's had more men than me.
I mean, also, I think what people also have to take into consideration is she's dating a certain caliber of man. If she was dating the regular Joe Schmo, we wouldn't even be thinking twice about it. But because she's in a certain league... tax bracket, upper echelon, there's only so many niggas to choose from. I mean, come on.
My thing she's is, gonna be dating she's doing people the that same we know. Thing that people are doing, that regular people are doing. Like,
I know,
you might
but
date
because...
somebody that knows somebody by affiliation. Like, they're not gonna be besties, but they probably know of each other, might have seen each other around when you in the same city.
But that because she's in like an industry where people, you know, we get to see. It's not
but
like
these
a
people
regular...
aren't even connected. So the thing is, Lori's not doing anything wrong. This one girl said on Twitter, you too can have new niggas.
Right.
If you stop saying stuck. On the old niggas, you too can have new niggas. And then somebody said, now let's be clear, sis. The roster matters because you if you just have new little bum ass niggas.
It don't hit the same.
It's a waste.
Hit different.
So she's with Michael Bay Jordan. And I don't know much about him.
Except that he usually dates white women and people are like, I'm glad he's got a black girl. I'm like, okay.
Lori is flawless. I haven't found a flaw.
She is. She's
the
beautiful.
The bitch is beautiful.
She's immaculate.
I don't know about her personality, but if we're just going off of the aesthetics,
yeah,
she got it.
She seems like a sweet girl.
So she said that the astrologer said that per the Venus in Capricorn, Michael B. Jordan is really enamored by her, and she says some other shit. I'm like,
obviously he is. I mean, I wonder how long they've been dating on the low before.
You didn't see
the
it
Instagram.
Though? They were on planes together back in November.
Bitch, it's January. I said, I wonder how long they've been dating. That was literally two months ago.
But they were sneaking on the planes. You mean like how long before November were they dating?
If November was the first time, okay. I mean, they already on the gram with it 2 months. You know, they move fast.
Yeah.
Move fast.
We be the ones on the close friends. Shit. Everybody else be out in the streets. New nigga, hey. Yeah, you see me with him today.
Yeah, mine.
Everybody else be on the close friends with it.
Low key for months. And then finally it's like.
Then finally it's like, yeah.
6 to 8 months after I know you staying. I'm like, okay, well, little do you guys know.
Per.
We're a year in.
Per.
The next post is happy anniversary.
Sometimes they don't make it off the close friends. That's how quick the shit be.
Yeah.
You're on the close friends and you never make it to the main.
And then we be thankful. Thankful yeah. I never exposed your ass.
Right.
But yeah, Lori's doing her thing.
So Lori, she's doing her thing. I'm not mad at it. Kudos. But you know what? Marjorie. People are saying, what is Lori? Lori needs to give the prayer. You need to contact Marjorie because Marjorie is the one who gave the game to Lori because Marjorie is a vet in this game.
Yeah, she bagged
she's
old
been
Steve.
And before she bagged Steve, she was bagging
his friend, right?
No. Mm. Not Steve's friend, but she used to date a kingpin.
Mm.
Or a St. Louis or something. Then he went to jail. She fucked around and bagged
the homie,
cousin.
Right? Yeah.
The cousin, who was also a kingpin. So she couldn't have the main one, so she went to the cousin one.
Mm. Is that Lori's daddy?
I don't know who Lori, as far as I know, Steve is Lori's father.
Trying to figure out where's Lori's father. I'm just trying to
see.
They
don't give a fuck about him because the name was changed. For you to change your last name, you don't give one fuck about your daddy.
Maybe he was a deadbeat.
I bet he wish he was alive.
Why? Steve came right in there and said, I'm going to take care of these kids.
He did.
Adopt. Oh, wait, it's just Lori, right?
No. Lori has
a brother? She can't have another sister.
No, Marjorie had like three to four kids, and all of them changed their name to Harvey. And the sick part about that was...
They swear.
There's some separate tea, but the sick part about that is, while Marjorie's kids is changing their name to Harvey, Steve Harvey's real kids, there's a disconnect. I would be pissed. I would be pissed, like, bruh, you got these motherfuckers changing their name, and we, oh, hey, hello, I'm your real seed.
It's the seed. Wait, so what did they change their name to? Barbie?
Their name is still Harvey. But the thing is, you need to treat me like this is my birth name. Shit.
Like I was here first. Oh, my God. What? Steve.
I think they've since, you know.
Reconciled.
But there was definitely. It was smoke.
That was so funny. Ooh.
Because Steve got with Marjorie and lost his damn mind.
Yeah. How long have they been married? Like 10 years?
Let's see. They've been married for a while.
I mean, but Lori became a Harvey when she was probably like a teenager. Yeah. She was already like 15, 16.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, if somebody married my mama who had a lot of money, I'd be like, what's the last
shit,
name?
What is it? What are we calling
I'm
ourselves?
I'm like, what's spelling? Smith?
Put it on, change it here. You got my approval.
How do you spell that? Jacobson? Here.
They've been married since 2007. They first met in 1990.
Okay.
And I know he was married to that other wife in 1990. But that ain't my business.
Okay, so 2007. They've been married for about 14 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and now. Okay, so Larvie's.
Larvie.
I'm like, who's Larvie?
Larvie's 24, so she was 10.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a damn. Take 10. What are we doing, Mom? Oh, okay, say less. We've got upgraded. Change it.
We're rich.
Right.
We're rich. Okay, well. We'll see how this pans out. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see what happens.
He looks like he would be proposing.
I can see that. I can see him proposing.
He probably would be thinking, I got the baddest bitch in the game.
Wearing my chain.
Let me put a ring on it.
For sure.
Yeah, I can see it. We'll see. We might get a, what was that like?
Turbo wedding.
A turbo wedding. Not a turbo wedding, but a turbo, like, engagement, little dating period. And, like, Cassie. Cassie was engaged like quick, like boop, 1 year later, pop.
Yeah, Alex Fine didn't come to play with her.
Yeah, I don't think that Michael is playing with Lori either because Michael's what, a year older than us?
He's ready. I mean,
He's giving ready.
He's the age of ready. I don't know, mentally.
I'm like, who took those photos of y'all?
The silhouettes?
Yes. I'm like, okay.
I don't know. The rollout. Like, was that for the announcement?
I think it was a rollout.
Being a celebrity is just.
We have to announce our dating.
Weird. Yeah. But the City Girls are also up due to the Busted Challenge.
No.
That hit the internet.
I love that.
This is a challenge that I can get behind. And if I didn't have my hair in these stale ass braids, I would have tried to bust it.
Oh, you would have?
Yes, but I couldn't flip shit. Because once I took that bonnet off, they were going to be like, her braids are not fresh.
No, you know, the braids would look fresh on the internet. Baby hair, it's about the edges. Baby hair would have been slick. You would have had to wrap the braids up in the bonnet. And then when you did an unveil, you would have had to swirl them or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Beyonce, like.
The girls have did what they needed to do.
Yeah, I'm going to let everybody else have it.
It's over now. If you didn't do it by today.
It happened so fast.
When did it start? Sunday?
Sunday.
If you didn't do it today by 4 p.m.
No, actually, it was starting on Saturday, I think. It was on Saturday. Saturday, I'm like, okay, there's no time. The motherfuckers moving fast. I'm like, y'all just did it
today
on Saturday.
Today was the last day. If you didn't do it by today, baby, unless you're really coming with something different.
Then I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. And I'm not about to get on TikTok and figure out how to work it and all of that.
You
could have
did it a reel.
I'm not doing it at all.
Okay. I'm just saying. If you wanted to really do it, you could have made it a reel.
Girl, you know, when I get ready to throw some ass, it's going to be thrown. Busted challenge or not. So
no,
let me know because I still dance to that song.
I'm debating it. Where did the song come from?
That, you know, somebody will turn something into a thing.
Well, I've participated, but my sisters have. We've made that black woman some money.
Yeah, of course. She said, keep streaming it.
We've made her some money. That needs to go on the playlist.
I've seen some, well, I could put it on there. I've seen some great transformations, and I've seen some not so great transformations.
Yeah, some people.
I'm like, okay, girl.
You but stay for the up. Most part.
Stay up. Get back up there.
Actually, get back up. It didn't bust.
The Dani Lay just took me down.
What was she doing? You already be annoyed people, by her.
The caption was like, Dani Lay has entered the chat, the challenge. And they were like, she entered it wrong. I'm like, Dani, get up.
I want some fries.
Okay, we got it to see.
What?
We're going to get into the cravings. We're going to get to the cravings in this episode.
Also, the whites were whiting last week at the Capitol.
Oh, yes, yes. Ghetto.
What? When I first saw that happening, them scaling that wall,
girl,
I was like.
Girl, you text me. You're like, bitch, are you watching what's going on at the Capitol?
I didn't know. The picture just got sent to my phone, and I was like, what's happening here?
I'm like, girl, what?
And then it was like, turn on the news, and I'm like. Oh, and so then I saw that and I'm like, oh, wait, it's really something popping off at the Capitol right now. Those white people lost their goddamn minds. Donald Trump is sick.
Like we already
for inciting
knew.
That. Mm-hmm. Like.
Impeach the motherfucker. This work on getting him out.
I heard the House Democrats are voting tomorrow for impeachment.
We always be ready. We always be ready. We need the GOP. To be down, D-O-D-O-W-N. Get down with us. Get down on
So
it.
They have started arresting these white people that were cutting up, putting them on the no-fly list, stopping them dead in their tracks at the airport. Good. They're crying white tears. Mm-hmm. You're calling me terrorists.
And they've been using their advanced technology to find these motherfuckers. Cell phone towers, if you were in that's how they're getting people if you're in a nearby area. License plate, facial recognition. Motherfucker, this is the FBI.
Yeah, like you got, what did y'all think?
Come on.
Some of the footage that I saw, like not news footage, but like footage from cell phones of people that were there were just disgusting. People charging, white people charging towards newscasters.
White people.
White angry people charging towards newscasters. Just acting a fucking fool. One white woman had on a Statue of Liberty costume singing, National anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance. She was doing something silly. I'm like, bitch, teeth are rotten.
Yeah, they teeth be nasty. I'm like, where do y'all come from?
Shit.
The pits of hell.
Huckabucks.
God. Ugh, it's just a mess. And you know.
That was a disaster to see. And we just know if that was black people.
Slaughtered. Massacre.
Massacre.
But what I will say is I'm glad that the other whites got a chance to see their whites on TV acting a fucking crazy fool.
But Good. They're playing Ray Charles to it.
No,
they're playing Ray Charles to it because when the Black Lives Matter protests were happening on our Nextdoor app, which I'm sure y'all heard of it, there were so many comments about, oh my God, these protests, COVID,
start
get in
a,
the house.
Start a thread, start a post. Are we all enraged?
Germany was arguing with neighbors.
Yeah,
she couldn't even have her photo up.
I'm like, no. But fuck them, shit. Start a post. Are we not enraged about what happened at our nation's capital?
I should have.
You should. Wow, people, savages out there rioting. How dare they storm the Capitol?
Right, they're out there protesting, and my child couldn't even go to prom.
Yes, that's what the motherfucker said to me. What was his name, Gary or Griffin? Me and Griffin was going back and forth. I'm
Y'all
like, Griffin,
was going toe to toe.
Griffin, get off my phone. It's
once
a mess.
Once I logged into the app and saw you going back and forth, I'm like, this shit done got him out of control.
I had to stay my peace. And that's when I said, I'm getting off. Because Griffin, and you know, Griffin also believes in censorship. I knew he was white because he removed my post.
Oh, he did?
He removed my comments.
I remember
on his
he
post.
Did. He did. He did.
I'm like, Griffin don't want no smoke. He a bitch. He a bitch.
Snitch nigga.
Oh, nigga, Griffin.
Yeah,
nigga.
It was a mess back then on Nextdoor app, and they didn't have anything to say about what happened at the Capitol. Very telling.
But get on there and start
but
it
I'm
up.
I'm going to get on there and run it up. Now it's going to start some shit, but who gives a fuck?
Say something.
Anyway, I think that's all of the tea for this week.
Yeah.
What do we have over here? We have the ratings and the reviews. The ratings and the reviews are very important. They're not all showing up, but... Don't fret. We're working on it. Or Apple hopefully is working on it. We need you all to continue leaving your ratings and reviews. Run them up for 2021 because they really help our show grow.
Yes. Do your part.
So let's read our review of the week. This one comes from... This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts. One day I'm going to have this ready. Okay. This one comes from Gab Grace. She says, I love it here. I started listening to this podcast a couple weeks ago. Every week, the doctors I work with have a long conversation about the podcast we are listening to. They always put me on a personal development podcast to business and true crime, but I always mention the Black Girl Bravado. If someone says, what pot, my immediate response is the Black Girl Bravado. I love y'all's energy and the fact that I get to listen into y'all's friendship dynamic every week while getting my piece together is such a highlight. Thanks for being my homegirls, and as someone in the process of launching a business in the next few weeks, thank you for what you do. I know this stuff is not easy to put together, but y'all do it flawlessly.
Aww. Thank you, flawlessly Gab Grace. For me. It's the flawlessly for me.
We appreciate you.
Little do you know, it's tattered and battered.
It's held together by bobby pins and fucking sticky dots.
Sticky tape.
Sticky tape.
But thank you so much. We appreciate that.
We do.
So another way that you can support us is by joining us over on Patreon. This week on Patreon, we are releasing our mid-month check-in.
Mm-hmm. Flew by too fast. This month is flying by too fast.
Yeah, we share way more details, personal.
Yeah, what's going on
details.
In our personal lives at the time.
Yes, over there we have the playlist that's up.
Journal prompts will be dropping.
Yes, we have another special episode. It's going to be dropping next week. That we think you'll be really interested in. You're gonna love it. It's the full episode, so
yeah,
strap up your titties
and go get on over to Patreon.
Yes.
Okay. Is that all of our church announcements?
You need to read
the new patrons. Come on. So now, our new patrons, we have Sheila.
Oh, Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes.
And then we have Martine.
Hey, Martine.
No song for you, but hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Kenya.
Hey, Kenya. Is it Kenya or Kenya?
Kenya. What is it? What?
Kenya or Kenya?
Kenya. Kenya. Oh,
Kenya.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shanisha.
Hey, Shanisha.
And Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. Well, I don't know what I want
to
say.
Welcome to the gang.
Welcome to the gang.
Thank y'all for joining us over on Patreon. We appreciate you. We love you.
Yes.
2021 will come with many new and exciting things, and one can be giving your hair a major refresh. Kiss dry, damaged hair goodbye and say hello to soft, hydrated locks with Aussie. I recently started using Aussie hair products, which have been giving me back so much moisture. This Miracle Curls Frizz Taming Cream had my 4A curls looking lit. Check it out on Instagram. Aussie has an amazing range of moisture-packed products for all hair types and textures. From cleansing to styling, even for day 2, 3, and 4 hair, Aussie has you covered, and the products smell amazing. My favorite products are from the Miracle Curls collection. 10 quality products with nourishing formulas and Australian ingredients that provide moisture and protect my curls. You know, this product, the Frizz Taming Cream, I think it's the coconut. Maybe the Australian jojoba oil? I don't know, but it smells phenomenal. Aussie products are also PETA certified, cruelty-free, so they love all types of hair and animals. Learn more by following Aussie on Instagram at AussieHairUSA. Plus, they're affordable. You can find Aussie Miracle Curls products starting at $2.99 wherever you shop.
So, last week's episode. Now, this is the part that I should have had my shit ready. Damn.
Period. Last week we spoke with Angie Franklin.
Yes.
Talking about yoga, yes. The business of yoga, but also self-discovery through yoga and just a whole bunch of things.
That was it. You just said it. We were talking about Kinectic Yoga, how we are decolonizing the wellness space. That's what we're doing. Taking it down bit by bit. And additionally, she gave us a bunch of cheat codes and explained how to flip and tumble your wellness offerings, transitioning you from a wellness practitioner to a wellness entrepreneur. So that was a really good episode. Listened to it again. I'm like, come on, business tips.
Give it a listen if you haven't already. So this week we're continuing our Wellness and Color series, part 4. And we are talking about the mind-gut connection with Ariel Simone. Yes. So we hope you all enjoy this episode. Please share it. Tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl. And we'll just get right into it. Hey, y'all. So we're continuing our Wellness with Color series. And we have another phenomenal homegirl guest joining us today, Miss Ariel Simone. She's a holistic nutritionist who focuses on creating a harmonious relationship between lifestyle and nutrition with your mind, your body, and your spirit.
Yes. Ariel, let the homegirls know, you know, who you are. Give them a little bit of tea about yourself.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So my name is Ariel Simone, and I am a holistic nutritionist. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I just teach women of color, Black people, how to eat for energy, how to transform your relationship with food, and just also just discover who we are as emotional eaters, because we are all emotional eaters, and just like navigating through our emotions and feeding different things in our life feeds our bodies. So I just make everything correlate with one another, because it does. The mind, body, spirit really does correlate. We can eat well but not move well, and vice versa. So I just want to put the pieces together and have people live, help people, inspire people, and teach people how to live a harmonious life. So that's the bag I'm in.
Love that bag. So what motivated you to like get into this? Was this something, did it stem from like some issues you had yourself, or is it just a topic that piqued your interest that you just wanted to share with the other homegirls?
So I started as a fashion model. I was originally a model, and I was extremely unhappy. I was like very, very malnourished. My self-esteem was low. I didn't understand who I was or what my purpose was. And I just was like consistently moving out of alignment, like everything. I just ate bad, lived bad, thought bad. And it was a very toxic relationship that I had with my job at the time, which was modeling, and thinking like this was going to be it. And just think the pieces just did not fit. And that, I got really, really sick. I was out in Paris. And it was terrible. I got so sick. I was in the hospital for like 13 days. It was whack. And I was by myself. And it was very, very hard on me and my spirit. And I was just like, this is what's happening. What's the message?
Right.
What do you, like, I read the room sometimes. I was like, what's going on? What is it? Because, and then come to find out, I was extremely malnourished and I was dehydrated. So I just had to check back in and think like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I supposed to be working out 3-4 times a day and eating one meal, and that meal being a salad? I had a terrible relationship with food, and I had a terrible relationship with myself. So I was just like, nah. I started researching about how, like, the body and what the body needs to be sustainable and healthy. And then I started feeling like, okay, I'm gonna do personal training. And if modeling comes along with personal training, with getting my mind, body, soul right, then that's gonna hit. And then after personal training, when I started getting clients, I started peeping game that you can go to the gym every single day. If you don't eat well, it's almost like nothing happened. So then after that, it kind of transitioned me into nutrition. And even when I was studying nutrition, it was like still not holistic nutrition. It was still like macro, micronutrients. And it just wasn't, it still wasn't like the psychology of eating, because that's a big thing as well. Like, why do we eat the things we do? Why do we crave the things we crave? And how to just feed our lives. So I started studying holistic nutrition, and that's where I got my license at.
Come on, license.
Love the holistic approach.
Now that you say you were a model, she walks the runway. I can see why your Instagram pictures are popping. I'm like, okay, she's really working the angles.
You got it, girl.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm like, okay, I see where the background stems from. Mm-hmm. I see. You mentioned about our cravings and like trying to understand them. I was talking to Brittany about this last night because I knew my period was coming today because I was like craving some crazy shit last night. I was eating like cold pasta. It was cold, Brittany, too. It was cold pasta.
Weird.
I was like, well, I'm just going to eat this real quick. And I had some salad and some candy and all type of stuff. So what exactly do our cravings mean? Like, is there a connection between our cravings and what we're feeling on the inside?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. First of all, I love that you were very in tune with your body. Mm-hmm. Like, homegirl was like, the period coming. Up, grab the carbs. Up, don't care if it's cold. Like,
all of it, girl.
You know, and it's important for us to listen to that, though, and understand that. So, cravings can be different things, but it usually is, one, the way we feel, or two, the nutrients that our body needs. Mm. Or all right, we're gonna add a third one. Or it could be what our life needs at the time. So like sometimes people crave sugar because it could be one of three things. It could be like, oh, like I'm not getting the right nutrients that I'm supposed to get. I'm not getting my vitamin A. I'm not getting vitamin K. I'm not getting vitamin D. Like, that's just the way the body works. I'm not getting the carbs that I need to convert over to sugar properly, the right type of sugar as well, because there's different types of sugar. There's natural sugar, and then there's also, like, refined carby sugar, which breaks down as, like, fat if you do not work out and move your body and expend that energy. So that's one way. Like, let's say I'm craving sugar. So the first way is like your body really needs other things. And that's the first like kind of sign, like, damn, I need to have my vitamins if I'm consistently craving sugar. So if that's the case, that's one. Or the second reason can be what's going on in my life. The sugar is a clear indication that we want intimacy. We want companionship. So a lot of the times we think we want a cake or a donut or some banana bread or cookies or ice cream. But in reality, we would want like a hug or, you know, a good conversation
or a kiss. You said some dick. I said a kiss.
Hey, Dan, I need
both.
You know, I mean, this cake, I really want some dick. Damn.
A little dick cake. A little dick cake.
You know what I'm saying? Or pussy, you know, whatever you want to, or little right. poems, but it really does show that we want some intimacy. And intimacy looks different for everyone. Some people would like a hug. And for me, intimacy is sharing a really good laugh, you know? So it's just things like that. Like, do I need more laughter right now? Or do I need this cookie? Mm-hmm. And it's important to, again, read the room and type check in, like, what's going on in my life? Does my life need something?
I think
the best thing anybody could walk away from is just finding out what your body is lacking, what you're deficient in. You do that every time you go to the doctor. So you just like ask, like, can I get my blood sugar levels? Can I get my report? They should just upload it to your My Chart, and you can find out. And then from there, you can move with what type of supplements you need.
I'll be asking for that. I have an appointment, my wellness appointment on the
20th. I need to make mine. I was just saying earlier, yesterday, that I need to make my wellness appointment because I love to know what my levels are, what am I deficient in, what does a bitch need?
Yeah, and be like, load it up to my chart.
But with the cravings, like, I noticed, like, whenever I was feeling anxious about something, that I was wanting some sugar.
Oh, some sugar.
Some candy, some gummy bear or something. I'm like, ooh, let me get a little bit of candy.
You needed
when
a little.
Really, I need to get to the root of why I was feeling anxious, and instead of just loading myself up with sugar, because I honestly have a sugar problem.
Same. Ooh, I don't want it. I hate when I admit stuff. Then I feel like I'm broken. Right. Now I have an intimacy problem.
Well, you do but need to be close with people all the time. You know that. You said that.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? I do like to be close. I do like to be close to people.
And I be liking to have some sugar too.
I want them all. I want you close and I want some sugar.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with that. I think that's very beautiful. I crave intimacy often, especially from women. Like I'm always like eager to make a friend. So I understand where just wanting intimacy, wanting companionship can just stem from.
Yes. See, you made it better.
No, right. Nobody said anything was wrong with it. No. So you talked about like reading the room and tapping in with yourself to like basically assess like what you need. I love how you talk about intuitive eating. Like, can you tell us more about what intuitive eating is? Because there's so many different diets, I guess, we can subscribe to. And what's intuitive? Because that sounds like something I would like.
Yeah. So intuitive eating is like looking at dieting and being like, that's ghetto. What is that? Because diets do not, I always say, but diets do not teach you how to listen to your body at all. They just restrict you and your mind is just feeling like, oh, I can't eat bread. Oh, I can't eat pasta. It's all you, the things you can't do. Whereas intuitive eating is listening to your body and you're and listening and understanding what your body is saying and the things you can do. So can I eat this? Do you like this? So after you're done eating and before you're done eating, intuitive eating looks like checking in right before your meal. Are you really hungry or are you bored?
That's me. And that's another thing I be eating because I be bored. Sometimes I do. I'm like, I ain't even hungry, but let me get some chips.
Yeah.
I do. That's why I was back and forth in that kitchen last night eating that cold pasta. I'm like, I'm not even hungry. I'm bored. I'm like, okay, keep going. Go keep going, boo-boo.
Yeah, no, I feel you. So it's like, am I eating this because I'm really hungry? Like, I literally feel my body is hungry. Or do I just want something to snack on? Does my mouth just want to move, you know? And it's important to check in with that, though. Like, it's because a lot of us tend to negate that super fact that's right in our face and just eat it anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's one. And then another thing, a part of intuitive eating is checking in while you're eating. Like literally, I think it's so important when we start eating intuitively to kind of zone out for a second, you know, like don't be on the phone. Don't be watching TV just for 5 to 10 minutes and just like sit there with you and your food and intentionally eat it. Be present with it. Just, it's just you and the food. It's real intimate. Like y'all on a date. And it helps you understand if you even like the food you're eating. There's been a few times I had to be like, broccoli is just all right. Yeah, it's been a few times because the thing is, like, when we're on our phones or we're in a conversation that's stimulating and we're doing everything else, we're not even, like, understanding what's actually happening. Like, is this meal really fulfilling? Mm-hmm. You know, like, is this flavorful? Do I like this? What can I make better in this meal next time? What does this meal miss? You know, can I add a little bit of arugula to the salad the next time? Like, it's checking in and seeing, like, how the food that you're actually eating at that time makes you feel. And then afterwards, you wait 30 minutes to an hour and just think about how you feel. Are you drained? Did your meal just make you so tired you want to take a nap? Or, right? You know, we so quick to call it the itis, but maybe you ate too much.
Yeah.
Maybe because you weren't mindful. You were doing other things. You're watching a really good show. And that's another thing, too, because I can go in about the blue light between the screens and the phones and the computers, televisions, all of that. There's literally a blue light that rewires our brain and our hormonal messages.
Yeah.
That it doesn't allow the body to break down certain foods properly. And it doesn't even, it's not very healthy. And we don't even realize that that light correlates to anxiety. It correlates to depression. It correlates to mood swings, things like that. So a lot of times we think we moody, but we need to get off the phone. We need to turn the show off. We need to understand, like, just eat and that's it for 5 to 10 minutes. Eating is never really that long. So it's just about being intentional with your time when you're eating and also being intentional with how you feel and just doing a little check-in before, during, and after you eat.
I love that. I love that. I be eating right in front of the TV.
It's like a practice. It's like you make the meal, say, oh, I got to find something good to watch on TV. Can't dive into the meal until you find your show.
Yes.
And then you sit there.
It becomes ritualistic, but we have to reprogram.
Yeah.
And take some time.
I think it is good, like, if you're eating with someone to just, like, sit at a table and eat together and talk.
That's what Andres likes to do. And I'd be like, can we just watch a little
But that's good,
TV?
Though, because we'd be like, what are we about to watch? Find a movie to watch. Let's find something to watch.
And like, even like you mentioned, Ariel, I feel like we can get distracted. Sometimes even when we're in conversation and eating, we forget that we eat and we just be like, talking and
eating. Yeah.
Yeah.
And taking away from it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I was just going to say, like, that's how we actually end up eating more, you know, and it is important to check in. But I'm not saying like never, ever eat that way. I'm just saying like, once a week, twice a week, just kind of just go on a date with your food, you know, put everything away and just have intimate moments with your food, because it's what fuels us, you know, and it's what keeps our bodies going. And it's something low key too. Something spiritual happens when you just practice eating just with you and your food. Mm. Sometimes I don't, like, if I'm with my partner or I'm with my friends, I'm having conversations and that's fine. But if I'm alone and I have the time to, which I usually make the time to, like, just eat, something spiritual happens where the craziest ideas come into your mind too. Like, I'll just be eating something and then I'm like, spinach is that girl. Let me tweet that. And then Nappy was like, spinach is that girl. I'm adding spinach to my meal. I'm doing it. And then I'm like, oh, you see the way that works? They about to put it right in a smoothie. Like, so.
I never have moments like that.
Me either.
It's
making it a practice.
I'm either on the phone, talking to somebody, or watching TV.
Yeah. But I also don't, I'm not a like in the kitchen kind of bitch. I'm just going
to
call it.
You just eat to survive.
I do. I eat to survive. I'll be like, okay, I got to eat.
Yeah.
I need to change that in 2021. I need to make it like
an spiritual.
Experience. I need to make it spiritual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spiritual.
What do you think that stems from?
I just am not. I mean, I like good food, but I think I'd be lazy. I don't want to cook it. I'm not a person who want to cook all the time. So I literally just like feel like, hey, I just need to eat tonight. I totally disconnect from the fact of like, if I have to cook it, it's the lazy in me. I'm just going to say it. It's the lazy in me. Because when I get home, I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I've been at work all day. I got to do said things. Let me just grab this bag salad or whatever it is. Let me just make some pasta or make something quick, a bowl. I don't really take the time to be like chop, you know, like make it a moment, make it a moment, which I want to do. I was talking to my boyfriend about that and I'm like, I really need to get savvy in this bitch doing some shit that I really, you know, making some shit that I really like. Yeah. It's the time for me. It's the time.
2021 will come with many new and exciting things, and one can be giving your hair a major refresh. Kiss dry, damaged hair goodbye and say hello to soft, hydrated locks with Aussie. I recently started using Aussie hair products, which have been giving me back so much moisture. This Miracle Curls Frizz Taming Cream had my 4A curls looking lit. Check it out on Instagram. Aussie has an amazing range of moisture-packed products for all hair types and textures. From cleansing to styling, even for day 2, 3, and 4 hair, Aussie has you covered, and the products smell amazing. My favorite products are from the Miracle Curls collection. 10 quality products with nourishing formulas and Australian ingredients that provide moisture and protect my curls. You know, this product, the Frizz Taming Cream, I think it's the coconut, maybe the Australian jojoba oil. I don't know, but it smells phenomenal. Aussie products are also PETA certified, cruelty-free, so they love all types of hair and animals. Learn more by following Aussie on Instagram at Aussie Hair USA. Plus, they're affordable. You can find Aussie Miracle Curls products starting at $2.99 wherever you shop. And me, I need to have, it needs to be good in order for me to cook. Like, if I'm thinking about cooking, I'm not going to cook if it's going to be basic. Because.
What's basic for you?
Spaghetti or pasta. No, she'll make a pasta, but it won't be a pasta with like, just a noodle.
No.
Sauce and a noodle.
Something that's not, when I say basic, it's subjective because it's something that's like not really enjoyable to me. Like spaghetti.
That's what I'm going to tell you. Spaghetti.
A little basic stir fry or like black beans and rice with
And you know, avocado I'll do that on all top. Day.
Like, I need something a little more, like, it needs to be black beans. I made a mango salsa, rice with black beans. Like, it just got to be a little more. Something that's just not like, oh, God, I'm just eating because I got to eat tonight.
Yeah.
And that's why I be going out of my way to get food. Like, if some food that I like, okay. Instead, I know the options by my house are trash. I hate them. So I'd be driving, like, further from my house to get some food that I know that I'll actually enjoy if I'm eating out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely get that.
I just be eating. I'm like, give me them black beans. Give me that quinoa. Give me that salsa. And give me that kale or whatever the fuck. And I'll make a bowl. I'm like, good, I ate tonight.
Yeah.
I'm really basic. I mean, I be liking to eat good shit, but when it comes to my house, I be like, I be rotating the same couple meals, child. I be rotating the same couple meals. And you know what else is different? I'm, for the most part, like a vegan, like if you want to call it, label it something plant-based, right? And it really takes time to flip and tumble those meals. And I just cannot scour Pinterest all day to find something. So I have the same couple meals in my arsenal that I kind of rotate, same 10 meals. And I'm like, okay, 10
it's
to
the
12
same with
meals.
Every diet though. Like, if you're not making if you want to make a good flavorful meal, like, and you don't want to eat the same, even if you are a carnivore, eat a different diet, you got the same things in the arsenal. Like, today I'm making spaghetti, today I'm making my taco, today I'm making my
that's a fact.
It's the same thing. You have to, like, push yourself to branch out no matter what diet you subscribe to.
It's the time it takes to cook. What do you do? What do you do? What are your tips and tricks for cooking some good meals? How often do you cook?
So I was just about to say that I do think it's important. Like, it's okay to have this, rotate the same meals or have the same type of meals in your arsenal. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. But I personally, because I also do love to cook, but that I wasn't born. I ain't come out like, oh, I love to cook. I built the habit of cooking, and I started connecting with my food in, like, intimate ways, like really massaging it, really cleaning it. And it just felt therapeutic. So I cook pretty often. I cook maybe once a day because I have to make breakfast. I have to usually make my lunch or like a salad. So I cook almost every day. But I used to cook just like twice a week. And sometimes some weeks are like that. And that's why I think it's so important to just listen to your body and listen to your life. If I know I'm in and out of things to do, I have a shoot, I have this, I have a lot to do, I'm cooking twice a week, but I'm also looking ahead of my time and my schedule, and I'm being intentional with my time. I'm like, all right, so this is gonna be my cook day, because I just try to think about what I have to eat in the future. Mm-hmm. That's very, very helpful for me. And I love to remix a meal. I love it. Like, let's say I make a meal. Let's say I make a rice bowl and I put zucchini, spinach, mixed peppers, some broccoli, and a bit of bok choy, right? And I make me a nice little stir fry, add a little brown rice to it, a little chili powder.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Right? I'll have that meal. I will have that meal, and it will be so delicious and so satisfying. I'll put the right sauces in it, and it'll be lit. But the next day, I'll probably add one or two more vegetables. So I'll be like, let me just real quick saute some mushrooms. I love mushrooms. Or let me add a salmon to this. Ooh, a salmon going to be fire. All right, great. Now it's a totally kind of different meal that added like that something, like a staple item that just made the entire meal feel good. And if I can have a third of that, I'm doing the same exact thing. But instead of maybe like a rice, I'll probably put all that sauteed over a certain type of noodle, or make another thing I really like to do is like I'll stuff a zucchini. Like, I'll take all the middle of a whole zucchini out and put all the things I would put in a pasta or a rice bowl, I'll put it inside the zucchini and just bake it. And now I'm eating like this kind of pickle looking zucchini with a bunch of vegetables into it. It's a stuffed zucchini. It is delicious. And I just got three meals out of the first basic meal that I just made.
We're flipping and tumbling it.
And that's it. And I think a great place to start is just adding your favorite veggies and then adding a little bit more. you know, you add a little more. And then after that, add in some of your favorite proteins. It could be veggies, or it could be fish, or it could be steak, chicken, whatever. And then even after that, just maybe trying one vegetable you've never tried before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that.
It took me a while to get into zucchini. It took me a while to get into Brussels sprouts, into zucchini, Brussels sprout, bok choy. It took me a while to get into these vegetables. My mother did not grow up eating a lot of vegetables and stuff. Like, my parents didn't grow up eating a lot of vegetables. They still don't eat a lot of vegetables, even though they just started meatless Mondays. They're so cute. But they're adorbs. But yeah, and I just think it's important to try new vegetables. Why not? It's not like something someone's going to come down and condemn us. Like, you went and tried that fucking zucchini. Like, nothing is going to happen. But we're so afraid to try new vegetables. I don't know why.
Girl, that's a conditioning.
Yeah,
we didn't grow up like you said.
We had broccoli, corn, green beans,
and it was green medley. The medley,
the mixed vegetable. Ooh, that haunts me.
The medley.
I'm like, you can stop with the mixed veggies.
Yeah,
it's sick.
And it had like lima beans.
I ain't touched one since. That was my last time. Me, no. I'm like,
the
keep
lima
it.
Bean, the corn, the pea.
Yeah,
you're like, never again.
The carrot. Yeah. The little green and.
And you want to know what was sick?
What?
My mom used to cook those with the hot water.
Yeah,
with and the butter.
Butter.
You had to add the butter.
You had to, and a little pepper and a little bit of seasoning sauce. Stop playing. Yes, okay. Graham will doctor that corn, that mixed veggie shit up so quick and have that.
On the side of.
Don't put no shit in and make it a succotash. You know how they make a little shot.
The little tomato.
Once tomatoes added, is a succotash. That's how they was remixing the meals back then. We're gonna add a little tomato sauce now. Succotash.
All the nutrients boiled out of the
veggies.
Put
it in on white rice. My yeah. God. With some fried chicken or a pork chop. A thin fried pork chop. You know,
with a little rice and gravy.
Golly. You know how we did it. I feel like Black people had the
Our
same
parents
meals.
Did the best. See? They really did. I know we love it, but they just did the best for what they know.
Yeah. Black people had the same meals rotated. Burritos, tacos, meatloaf. Meatloaf was in
spaghetti.
There. Spaghetti, pork chops, corn fried. You know how it
is. Yeah. Same vibe. I know the vibes.
Yes.
So, Ariel, like, what type of diet do you have?
If any,
do you subscribe to a certain diet?
More so
flexitarian.
My diet is like a huge part of my lifestyle, but for the most part, I eat very, very plant-based, and I eat fish maybe once or twice a week. So it's just a lot of vegetables. I try to get as creative as I can. And even the days that I'm not creative, I just eat my vegetables and I just try to add more vegetables, and I feel great. It's the most energy I've ever had. My skin is extremely vibrant. Like, I feel great. Like, I think great too. Like, before, I noticed for me, when I used to eat chicken, when I eat beef, like, my brain will be so foggy and I'll be a little moody. And that's why you really do gotta read the room sometimes, because certain foods can really just make us feel like a little anxious. And I could not pinpoint it. I was like, why do I feel a little unmotivated? Mm-hmm. You know, I just ate. Why am I feeling like, I could just go find that. Oh, what's on Netflix? Like vibrating low, you know?
Yeah.
And so I try not to like eat low vibrating foods. I try to eat colorful foods, vibrant foods, things that have like a lot of different textures, switch it up. That's what's exciting to me. So my diet kind of looks like what feels right. And I think it's important that everyone finds out what feels right. Even if you do eat chicken, whatever you eat, take that moment to figure out, is this really fulfilling for you? Like, do you enjoy it? How do you feel? Can you get up and just go for a run? Or do you just want to be slumped? And that matters, recognizing like how your food is ultimately making you feel.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's very good to point out that I don't think that like diets are like, or lifestyle choices when it comes to your food is like a one size fits all. And sometimes that's how the way it's projected to us in the media. Like, this is the only way to live, you know, like vegan, vegetarian, or keto, or paleo, or whatever. When it's, like you said, it's about figuring out what works for you, what feels good for you, and making some modifications. If maybe you were plant-based vegan, maybe that's not working, then add some things. I'm personally looking at what my diet or lifestyle choices when it comes to food. is maybe needs to change this year, maybe experimenting with that. So I think that's definitely important. Pull some things in, take some things out, just kind of, you know, figure out what makes the most sense for you and what makes you feel the best.
Yeah,
absolutely. And things change too, and that's okay. Like mm-hmm. the seasons change, like things change, like certain foods are more vibrant at certain times of the year. Mm-hmm. So eating seasonally, eating locally, all those things really matter as far as like nutrients go, how packed they are with like vibrancy. Literally, like certain foods just don't hit in certain times of the year, and just reading the room and understanding that as well, like how is this really making me feel right now? What does my life need right now? Yes. Like sometimes we just need a creative hobby and we don't even recognize that. We'll just eat and not even realize like our life is saying, can I have some adventure?
Get up off of that thing.
Period. Exactly. Yes. You know, Ara, you talk a lot about gut health and a lot of people, I don't know if it's just me, but maybe people of color, we don't be up on the gut health tea.
And
you know?
We're affected by it.
And not knowing that our gut is like our second little brain. So what exactly is it our first brain?
I don't know. Let's let Ariel tell us.
What exactly is gut health and why is it so important?
Okay, so gut health is pretty much a healthy bacteria. It's a healthy balance of bacteria in your microbiome. Mm-hmm. So your microbiome is essentially like your gut and your intestines, small intestines, large intestines. And it's how our body breaks down food. So we need healthy bacteria, just like the vagina. We just need healthy bacteria, but we also need bad bacteria because healthy bacteria feeds off bad bacteria for it to convert it. But if you have too much bad bacteria, then bad things just happen, mm-hmm. like constipation, brain fogginess, stomach discomfort, excessive bloating, things like that. So it is always important to add like a healthy bacteria back into your body. And that looks like probiotics. That looks like fermented foods. You know, a lot of us don't eat enough fermented food. Mm-hmm. So enough kombucha, kefir, miso, sauerkraut, pickles, things like that.
Kimchi. That's the kimchi for me. The kimchi.
Kimchi. Mm-hmm. Kimchi is so good. Ooh. Kimchi. So things like that. We just don't eat enough fermented foods. And fermented foods are great. And we can make a lot of it in our crib. Like I make fermented pickles all the time just from cucumbers. Mm. You know?
Would a pickled mm-hmm. onion work?
Huh?
Would a pickled onion work? Because I'll pickle some onions up and slap them on.
Yeah. Pickled is just a fancy word for fermented.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because
okay.
August is mm-hmm. pickled okra.
Yeah. Brittany, you really are taking it in.
Country.
Pickling the okra. God. Okay, that's good to know. So we need to tap in with our fermented foods. Getting those puppies in our diet. Yeah.
So with the probiotics, there's so many different probiotics. The one that I take is, I guess, targeted towards vaginal health.
That's the one I got.
But are there certain probiotics that we should, strains, I guess that's what they're called, that we should definitely be looking for that can directly affect our gut health?
Yeah. So all probiotics have the right, like certain type of strains in them, all of them. Mm-hmm. But it does depend on what you're going for. But I think regardless, we all need a good gut health bacteria, because a good gut health probiotic is a good healthy vagina. It just is. So what I would highly recommend everyone to do is if you're probiotic, you want a probiotic that goes inside of the refrigerator, mm-hmm. because it has live bacteria in it, and that's important. If your probiotic is just always on the shelf, it's not alive.
It's dead. Your shit is dead, okay? It's dead.
It's dead, dead. It's you dead. Gotta kick it. It's dead. So it's like, it's a dub. But I will say, if it is in a cabinet, you do have a probiotic that's in a cabinet, that's still a great start, because you want your CFU count to be in the billions.
Mm-hmm. That's what I take, 90 billion, bitch.
I think I'm on 50 billion.
I have a 90 billion, bitch, over here.
Yeah, you keep going up.
I did. I started at 15, and then she was at 20, then 60,
Now the bitch is at 90 billion.
I think I'm at
60. I'm at 90 billion. Mm-hmm. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Yes, yes, that's good. That's really good. The higher the number, the better it is. Because what the CFU ultimately is, it's the live bacteria. That's the count of the live bacteria, the live little like microorganisms. That's like in the shit that your body needs for you to break your food down properly. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. So the way I like to imagine it is just like food coming into our body, and it's like little cells that pull up to the food, and it's like, and depending on the little cells that you got in your body, it's gonna do two things. That shit gonna sit on top of it, and it's just gonna ferment. It's just gonna give you bloating. It's gonna make you a little uncomfortable, cramps, constipation, and it don't go nowhere. It don't move. So it's just a party on your shit. Like, it's all of them just there, like, dancing on it. But you got the good, healthy bacteria. They go to work. They like, oh, this is your food? Let's break this down. So right. Now you're going to the bathroom. It's literally like a detox that happens. Like, oh, you put it in, time to flush it out. You know, just like that. And we need healthy bacteria. Like, I'm team healthy bacteria.
Yes.
My shit be gone. I be so irregular. I'm like,
in and out.
I'm like, we just ate an hour ago. I'm already back in there doing my thing. I'm like, I'll be back.
So with the gut health, you've mentioned also that it affects our mental health. So what's the relation there with our gut health and our mental health?
Yeah, so gut health and mental health does go hand in hand, off the strength that the gut is the second, it's the second brain. And the reason why it's the second brain is because, because food needs to be broken down. It goes kind of right back to like the way we need healthy bacteria, but food needs to be broken down. When it's not broken down in our bodies, it is just rotting. Mm. So just imagine some shit just rotting in your body. Are you thinking good thoughts with something rotten? With something's not moving and flowing through your body, we're not thinking good thoughts. We're stuck. We're constipated. We're uncomfortable. And that's just, it literally is mind, gut. Right there, hand in hand. Mm-hmm. They go down the street together, holding hands. And it's like, if I'm not good, you're not good. Mm-hmm. We need to have healthy bowel movement. We need to have good, healthy bacteria in our body for us to have good, healthy thoughts and for us to feel good. Like, our food does affect the way we feel. And if your food is not being broken down in healthy ways, there's no way we're going to think and feel healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, none.
Yeah,
you know, there's
because
also...
it sends signals. Oh, sorry.
No. You go.
Sending signals.
Yeah, it sends the signals right to the brain. It's saying I'm good or I'm rotten.
Yeah, the good or rotten. One of
need
the two.
Need to be good.
You know, also, there's really this connection. We know that like our gut is our second brain, or I guess we can make the connection, because even when we're nervous or we're anxious and we get little butterflies in our stomach, all of that is the same thing. Like, that's a real feeling, the way that your brain can affect your gut, or like, you know, the area right there. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, bitch, those are real feelings. That's not like, oh, it's not something. It's like, really, you feel that little tickle, tickle, tickle because you're
or you feel like you got a boo-boo.
Exactly. It's all the same. Like,
damn,
stress.
My stomach is hurting all of a sudden.
Yeah. And the stress creating chemicals in your gut. It's all the connection there.
Yeah, I read that a lot of the times, if we're feeling like anxiety or depression, that we should take a look at our gut health diet, because they are directly correlated. I'm like, is there a way we can detox our gut? Like, someone was like, you know what, I need to clear out my gut and start from square one. Is there some things that can be implemented to just let it rain and clear it out?
Mm-hmm. So, I think the best form of detoxing, whether it's your gut, whether it's your body, no matter what, is honestly like healthy lifestyle habits. Just changing your habits, that's the best detox ever, because it's something about the word detox that we tend to have like a negative relationship with. Like, oh, okay, the second I clean my body out, I'm good. I'm gonna go right back to eating what I was eating before. Like, and it's just like, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the connotation or the feelings that stem around detoxing and cleansing. Like, we take showers every day, right? So it's just like that. Like, we should never like kind of like detox and then that's it. Like, go right back to what we were doing. So I just try to encourage everyone to just, the best detox is a healthier lifestyle. Period. Just kind of transition into it. And you can do it little by little every single day. Adding a little bit more veggies, trying a new veggie, eating your probiotics, moving your body. The gut loves movement. And it's even down to like, y'all ever been so nervous you can't eat?
Yes.
You know, but then like that anxiety, that feeling of anxiety, if you was to just get up and move your body, just get up out the chair. Sometimes I sit in the desk for too long, or I'll watch a movie, or I have a conversation and I get so excited that I need aftercare. I need somewhere to put this. Like,
yeah.
Somewhere to digest what just happened. And that's all gut health as well. Getting up and moving my body, releasing certain type of energy, releasing certain type of tension, because we store things in our body. We can have a stimulating conversation or a stressed out conversation, and you keep having stressed out conversations, all of a sudden your shoulders ache. You know, all of a sudden your hips feel stiff. That's because we hold energy. Yeah. So we need to move our bodies. Get up, move your body. That's detoxing your gut as well. You know, detoxing your gut looks like better vegetables. It looks like healthy conversations. For real. Like, even down to that, a conversation can affect the way your gut feels. Like, you ever just argue with somebody before and your gut is just turning? You like,
yeah, I'd be like, get out of my motherfucking face. I'd be like, nigga, get out of my face.
Please.
You making my gut hurt.
You got my gut fucked up.
My gut hurting, motherfucker.
Yeah, you making my gut hurt. It's real. It's really a thing. So I think that's the best type of detox that you can be on, is just a changed lifestyle. And that just stems from probiotics. It stems from eating more, and it stems from moving your body. And it also stems from drinking water. Drinking water. Like, I have every single day, lemon, mint, water. I switch it up here and there. I add a little ginger. Switch it up here. Oh, gotta reset. Charge me. So I switch it up here and there. And I have like a little bit of cardamom to my water. That's really a great mix for the gut. So cardamom.
You sprinkle ginger. It in there or you drop it in there? What you doing? The ground cardamom?
Huh?
You doing a little ground cardamom in the water?
Yeah.
Ground up?
That's gut detox water. So it looks like
Give
cardamom.
Us the recipe. Yeah, give us the recipe.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now in my cabinet because I always line them up. So I put the cardamom in first, then the turmeric, right, with a little bit of mint and ginger.
Makes it like a little tea.
Yeah, and right into the water or whatever. And no lie, maybe like an hour or two, you might feel like you got to go to the bathroom, or you just cleansing, like you're even peeing. Like, it just flushes you out in a way that makes you, your body feel ready to take on a meal.
Yes Okay, cool. I'm be getting some, making my water
necessary.
So Ariel, what, if any, testing have you done on your own, like gut health, or testing your microbiome? Because there's a lot of little mail-in tests that you can do, ones where you kind of mail in your poop or your fecal matter, or you do like the saliva, you do the spit. Like, have you done any of that specific testing, or are you kind of just doing the natural, the intuitive feeling?
Yeah, so two things happened, right? When I was a personal trainer, because I was like going to different gyms and going to different people's homes, I always used to just carry my food. I'll make my food and it'll be in my bag all day. It would just be in my bag. And I ended up getting a very, very serious stomach infection called H. pylori. And it's just pretty much when you eat the bacteria that's on food, because bacteria on food starts to ferment. It starts to create bacteria immediately. That's why we're really not supposed to leave food out on the stove for over an hour. Like, it's honestly not even supposed to be over 30 minutes. But after 30 minutes, it just rots. We don't see it because, you know, bacteria is invisible. We need a microscope. But food builds up bacteria very quickly. So I got really sick doing that. Every single time I ate, my stomach would hurt so bad. And I just couldn't understand why. So when I got diagnosed with the H. pylori, I was like, oh, all right, I need to start taking care of my gut. I cannot leave my food in my bag all day like this. I had to change my diet. So that was my first, like, introductory lesson with my body about stomach health. Then I noticed a year or two later, I still would feel very constipated, very like brain fogginess, like kind of cloudy, very moody. Oh, so moody. And I was just like, what's going on? I don't eat meat no more. So why am I moody? I went to the doctor, several doctors, and they were like, you kind of have IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome. And it was like, you kind of have it, but there's like no real way to tell it if you have it. So a lot of us have IBS, and a lot of us has leaky gut syndrome, where because there's so much bacteria in our gut, it starts to leak and it breaks holes into our intestines. So the body doesn't flow like naturally. What's happening is just like leaking, and that's not healthy at all. So I went through my own journey with going through different doctors, and a lot of them did test my fecal matter. A lot of them did test it, but I was never able to get a concrete answer. They were always just like, I mean, it seems like this, but I'm not really sure, you know? So I had to heal myself from that. I had to like eat better, take my probiotics, and move my body and go to therapy, all of that, because that had my gut. Going to therapy changed the way my body was able to break down food. Like, I wasn't carrying stress right there no more. And then also just eating better, realizing like certain type of food combinations, because that's the thing too. And I know it sounds a little complicated. I'm going in right now. And I know there might be some people that's like, God damn, I'm not doing all that. But, you know, but it's a part of a healthy lifestyle. And that's the only thing I ever want to preach is a healthy lifestyle. It is moving the body, listening to the body, understanding what's for the body, and moving accordingly.
Yeah.
That's my little story. I have IBS. I heal myself from it all the time. And it's a consistent thing. If I fall off 1 week and I'm not consistent with my vegetables and I'm not consistent with my movement, IBS be at the dog. Like, it be like, I'm back, sis.
I'm back,
bitch. You have to take care of yourself. So I have to pull up on you.
Jesus Christ. So you talk about eating a lot of vegetables. What are your thoughts on supplements and vitamins? Do you get all of your nutrients from food and vegetables, or do you supplement like with vitamins and supplements?
That really depends on your diet, your lifestyle, and your body. There's no like real concrete answer for that, but I do think no matter what we eat, we always need certain type of vitamins, and you would know that depending on what your levels are, what you're deficient in and what you're proficient in the body. So we just do have to go to the doctor, but I don't think that there's ever one diet where we don't need probiotics. There's no diet that where we don't need certain supplements, like certain type of vitamins, vitamin D, especially for the melanated folks. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just certain things we need that's just not in food. That's just not in food. The only way it would work in a diet is if we ate an abundance of it all the time. Like, we was just like, broccoli. Because it's just one cup of broccoli that serves 15% of our DV, which is the daily value. So would we eat six more cups of broccoli realistically to get that daily value? So it's like, it really does depend on what your body needs. But for the most part, we do need supplements. And no multivitamins. I don't like multivitamins. Do we ever really need a little bit of everything?
Mm. So you're saying do the standalone. Like, if you need zinc, do the zinc. If you need vitamin A, do the vitamin A. Instead of getting what are those called?
A multivitamin.
Yeah, but it was a brand I was thinking about.
One a days.
Yeah. I don't like one of these. I don't like multivitamins. I do not think we ever need a little bit of everything. Because let's say you need zinc, but you're getting a little bit of zinc, but you're getting mad magnesium. And you already have magnesium. So now you're peeing off the excess magnesium. Now your body is doing mad work. It's shuffling in the paint to get rid of what it don't need.
Shuffling in the paint.
This year, y'all, we getting these levels tested.
Yeah.
Find some time to get your lab
That's
work
your
done.
Homework.
Yeah, get your lab work done for your annual physical or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, visit your wellness practitioner, your health practitioner. Request your lab work, okay, so that you can see how you need to supplement.
I'd love to get that.
You need to supplement and what you need to do to make this a better year for you overall, holistically.
Right.
Holistically.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, Ariel, you're really knowledgeable on gut health. Do you have any resources that you can share so people can get more educated on gut health and how to take better care of theirs?
Mm-hmm. So, right now I'm reading Fiber Fueled, and it's the Plant-Based Gut Health Program. This is a really great book. It's by Will Boleswick. Can we link?
We will, girl.
We can
link. Yeah, we got it.
Oh, okay. So I could send over a few books. There's also another book called Mind Gut Connection, which is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Yeah, there's another one called, what's the name of all these books real quick? Because this is just, I read about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just interested in this. I have a lot of gut problems.
So we got to tap in to figure out how we fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Her.
And not every book, you know, is your answer. that's what it's like. It's just, that's what I'm just, I always want to circle back to like being intentional and tapping into how you feel, because we just got to practice discernment with everything. Even if they, like, people listen to this podcast, I still encourage people to practice discernment. Did that apply to me? Nah, I already moved my body. So I get what sister's saying. I don't got to do that, but maybe I do got to get probiotics. Just practice discernment and try to figure out what applies to you. All right. So the name of the other books is called The Brain Maker. Okay. The Good Gut, Healthy Gut, Healthy You, and The Mind-Gut Connection.
Perfect.
Those would be good. We'll put those in the bio for you guys so you can tap in and get your gut health right.
And then we know you also have a website where you offer a lot of different resources. Do you want to tell our homegirls about what you offer?
And what's coming up for you?
Yes. All right. So I offer a plant-based book. It's a great starter guide. It's a beginner's like workbook that helps you add more vegetables to your diet and make plant-based meals. Because every single meal we make, we can always make it plant-based. We can always add a veggie. And I just help people do that. So in this list, it's a provided food shopping list along with meal ideas, as well as how to structure each meal. I also have another ebook on manifestation, like manifesting the healthy, wealthy you, and getting real clear on how, who you want to be and how you want to feel and how to move, eat, live in alignment with that. I also have, I'm also coming out with an ebook this Wednesday.
Come on, this Wednesday?
I'm excited about this ebook because it takes everything I've ever learned about gut health and put it all in one book. It helps everything that I just said about movement, about dealing with anxiety and stress, about understanding the microbiome, healthy bacteria, bad bacteria, and probiotics. It just makes everything in layman's terms. So if you don't get all those books, definitely got the ebook.
Yes, get her ebook. Let's support Black women.
Period.
That's what we're doing.
I love that. Yeah. And oh, another project that I'm really excited about is I'm starting a intentional living workbook. So it's like we're focused on 12 different wellness focuses. So one is like having healthy relationships, sleeping better, creating a morning routine, movement, wealth and money management and money manifestation, love, jobs, having a fulfilling job. It's just different focuses that have everything to do with wellness and everything to do with how we show up for ourselves. So I'm excited. It's going to have different journal prompts, different activities for us to go out and do. One week is like, oh, wake up an hour earlier and don't touch your phone. Next week is something like add a new vegetable, try a new recipe. And then the week after that, it's like go to sleep and create a night routine. We get in our lives well this year. That's one thing we're going to do.
Yes.
We love to see it. We're surviving. I mean, we're thriving, not just surviving.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
Cause 2020 was wilding.
It was. It tried to knock us down, but we still standing.
We still standing. We here.
And this is gonna be stronger, a good
year.
Taller.
This is gonna be a great year. We're claiming it. We're manifesting.
This is gonna be a great intentional rich year.
Yeah,
and rich. Whatever it means to you, it's gonna be rich.
It means where the money resides for me. I'm taking the literal term. Where the money resides.
Where the money resides.
Where the money resides.
That's where we're at with it. Ariel, let our homegirls know where they can find you. You're amazing on Twitter for sure. Share that handle.
Instagram.
Everywhere. Let them know where they can pull up on you at.
All right. You can pull up on me on IG and Twitter at L-E Ariel Simone. So L-E-A-R-I-E-L-L-E. S-I-M-O-N-E. And also my website is arielsimone.co.
Perfect.
Y'all heard where to find her. Y'all heard. Ariel, we appreciate you so much for taking the time to share your time and your knowledge with us in our community. Mm-hmm. Very valuable information. Healing others through healing yourself. We love it here.
And when the world opens up, we slide in on you. We pulling up.
We pulling up.
I would love that.
We pulling up to NYC.
Yes. We coming to your city, girl.
Yes.
to your world.
I'm so grateful. I'm very, very grateful. I'm glad that you guys have a platform, and it's just, it feels great just hearing two Black women talk about so many different things, about how to get our lives together. When I first heard the feature, I was crying. I was crying, and that's me. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm so grateful that you guys invited me on. I'm very, very appreciative. Thank you for sharing your platform with me. I just feel so good. I'm very, very honored.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Yes. It's a pleasure to have you here. And we just want to continue to connect and build community and just share the information, because that's the key. We can't hold the cheat codes. We can't hoard them all. Everybody needs everything. So again, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and being just here to express and give to everyone. Yes,
thank you.
Pleasure. We love you, girl.
Love you too. Oh, this energy. I'm about to go for a run. We'll be right back.